Baseball season is underway with new rule changes to speed up the game. Some fans wonder how long they will be able to watch their favorite teams on TV at any speed. That's because of the bankruptcy of the country's largest regional sports network. NPR's H.J. Mai reports.
For Lance Richardson, the San Diego Padres are part of life. At age 54, Richardson is just about as old as the franchise itself.
Following the team is part of my DNA at this point.
The team is practically like one of my children.
Like millions others, Richardson is settling in for a summer of baseball, an annual ritual that involves watching hours of Padres games on TV.
Here's Ha-Sung Kim.
Kim to left! Back goes Carroll! That's a ball game!
But there's a chance that fans like Richardson might soon have to make adjustments. That's because Diamond Sports Group filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month to restructure more than $8 billion in debt. Diamond Sports owns and operates more than a dozen regional sports networks branded as Bally Sports. Those networks broadcast games in specific geographic areas, like Southern California, meaning Padres fans could be left in the dark.
How or where I would be able to watch the games. There is a lot of uncertainty.
That uncertainty will continue for some time as Diamond Sports goes through the bankruptcy process. The company owns the broadcast rights to 14 Major League Baseball teams. But the business model of televising regional games is under threat, and regional sports broadcasts command some of the highest fees in the industry, so they no longer make economic sense for cable and satellite providers. John Lewis, owner and operator of SportsMediaWatch.com, says those regional audiences are often too small to justify the high fees. And at the end of the day, they
are providing programming that is important to a very specific sector of fan, but it does not necessarily matter to the broad TV viewing audience.
Diamond Sports' downfall was accelerated by the lack of live sports during COVID and after wildly overpaying for its regional sports networks. When the company purchased the channels from Disney in 2019 for $10.6 billion, experts immediately questioned the decision, says Lewis.
Very quickly, that valuation proved to be very rosy.
As part of its restructuring plan, Diamond Sports is now trying to offload some of its unprofitable rights. Major League Baseball has publicly stated that it would take over the broadcasts for any team affected by the current situation. But the specifics of what this would mean for fans are not yet known. For fans like Richardson, any disruption, even a temporary one, is unwelcome news.
The Padres play a big part in my social life, both with my personal relationships and social media. So, yeah, I mean, I'd be very disappointed and a little bit bitter.
For now, fans can continue to watch games broadcast by Diamond Sports, but that could change at any moment. H.J. Mai, NPR News.